and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward. This week, we continue celebrating the most American of holidays, Thanksgiving. First, we have a wartime Thanksgiving variety show that went out to servicemen all over the world as they fought World War II. This show was broadcast on Thanksgiving Day and stars Lionel Barrymore and Dinah Shore, as well as Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks, and Henley Stafford as long-suffering Lancelot, Daddy Higgins. This is a real treat, and I know you will enjoy the music and comedy from over 70 years ago. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service Thanksgiving Show, first broadcast November 23, 1944, on AFRS.
From America, greetings on Thanksgiving Day, 1944.
This is Lionel Barrymore, men, your old collection of hash marks. And they've put me here at the head of this Thanksgiving table to dish out the entertainment victuals to you fellas overseas. By way of an appetizer, Percy Faith and the orchestra are offering a medley of tunes as American as a hot dog and a ham sandwich on rye. Music from America, North, East, South, and West.
Thank you.
have all the folks around the table for Thanksgiving. And we are mighty pleased this particular member timed a trip abroad so she'd be back with us today. Dinah Shaw.
Everybody, this is Dinah. And this being Thanksgiving, Wally Brown has turned host and invited us over to his house for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, thank heaven. It was beginning to look like Eatless Thursday. Let's go.
Come on.
Well, I guess this is the house.
Well, Dinah Shaw.
Well, Wally Brown.
Oh, gee, Dinah, I'm glad you were able to make it. What did you do, bring your own turkey?
Turkey? Wally, that's Harry Von Zell.
Just a minute here. I do not look like a turkey.
Or do I? Well, not a live one. Well, come on in. Come on in, make yourselves at home.
Gee, you got a nice place here, Wally. You were lucky to find a house like this with a swimming pool and all.
Oh, it isn't bad. All except the front walk.
What's wrong with the front walk?
Every time I come home at night, I bump into those gasoline pumps. I mean, you...
Oh. You see, I told you, Dinah, that wasn't the swimming pool we passed. That was the grease pit.
Come on, here, let me hang your things up.
Oh! Oh, brother, look at the moths in that closet.
Oh, Harry, where's your holiday spirit? After all, it's Thanksgiving for moths, too.
Sure. What can a moth eat? Just a stuffed cup and a blue pleat?
Well, now, look, you fellas, can't we talk later? I'm hungry.
Harry, where are your manners? Don't be so impatient.
Well, I'm not impatient.
Then stop chasing that moth.
Well, let's get started. Dinah, you sit over here.
Okay.
And, Harry, you sit over in that high chair.
Oh, thank you. Wait, a high chair? Wait a minute, this thing is a trap. I won't be able to get at the food.
I think of everything, don't I? Well, how do you like it? Look at that turkey. He was raised strictly on corn.
Yes. I should say, and around here he had plenty to eat, too.
Oh. Okay, kids, pass your plates. Harry, leave your teeth alone.
No.
Wrong plate.
Hey! Hey, butter! Look, he's got butter! Butter he's got on the table! Wonderful stuff!
Harry! Harry, it goes on the bread. You don't spread it all over town.
I haven't had... excuse me. Yeah. Wally, please, just a moment. It happens that that's my elbow you're dunking in the gravy there.
Oh. Well, anything with me done it these days. Tell you what I'll do. I'll give you 4 points for it.
I'll take it.
All right, that's all right. Okay, kids, what do you have?
I'll have some white meat.
There you are. Harry, what part would you like?
Well, what's the difference? I know what part I'll get.
Oh, well, you know, this is a pretty good dinner, if I have to say so myself. And I guess I'll have to say so myself. This is a pretty good dinner.
Oh, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving. Strange how it all started, isn't it?
Tell us a Thanksgiving story, Wally.
Oh, but that's done it. An after-dinner storyteller, you probably will do card tricks, too.
You talked me into it. Well, it started way back in the... There was a boatload of pilgrims. They left from the... they landed at a... They were poor. They didn't have any... They were on the rocks. There were hundreds of them. They were all trying to... But there wasn't enough room. I mean, how could they all fit into one Plymouth?
Wally, who was at the head of this party?
Oh, this really wasn't a party, Dinah. It was very serious. Everybody worked. There was one fellow worked like a... His name was John Smith. The one and only John Smith, but he branched out. Well, look at the telephone book now. Boy, that Smith guy, he really got around. He liked to travel. He was a hitchhiker. He took a ride on a... He was right in the middle of a... He was lost. But he had a check, only he couldn't get a cash. The banks were closed. I mean, they always are on Thanksgiving. Ah, that first Thanksgiving. What a crowd. I'll wait. What a crowd. More people were trying to... You couldn't even park your... And in those days, they didn't have any. I mean, it's... Everybody came. Even the Indians came. They had a reservation.
Thank you, Dinah Shore, Wally Brown, and Harry Von Zell. And now, gang, here's another neighbor who's dropped in on us for a free drumstick. John Charles Thomas.
The chorus and I would like to sing the beautiful old Dutch traditional hymn of Thanksgiving. Or you may know it as We Gather Together to Ask the Lord's Blessing.
Together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing cease them from distressing. Sing praises to his name. He forgets not his own.
Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine.
Since it's Thanksgiving Day, fellas, let's look in on the typical American home. The time is just after dinner, and we find ourselves in the living room of the Lancelot Higgins household, which boasts that sweet, unforgettable character, Baby Snooks.
Oh, what a meal.
Daddy.
Snooks, please. I can just about stagger to that couch.
I got a funny feeling in my tummy.
Funny feeling?
Yeah.
You feel like you didn't get enough to eat?
No, I feel like I don't want all I got.
Well, just drink some water and forget about it.
I can't forget about it.
Why not?
Because I'm hungry.
You just said you had too much to eat. Now you're hungry.
I'm sleepy, too.
Well, go to bed.
Daddy, honey, that's sleepy.
Snooks, it's Thanksgiving. Let me go through one whole evening without punishing you.
All right, Daddy. You got my permission.
Oh, this is a night for gratefulness, for benevolence. Look, why don't you run across the street and ask how old Mrs. Hooper is?
I did, Daddy, just like you told me.
What did she say?
She said it's none of your business how old she is.
Well, then go inside and help Mommy with the dishes.
Why don't you do it?
Because a man's place is not in the kitchen.
Is it on the couch?
Now, don't be impertinent. Just run along and stay away from that icebox. If you eat any more turkey, you'll turn into a turkey.
Will I talk like a turkey?
Yes. Oh, the child is right. I suppose I should go in and help the little woman with the dishes. But then why should I spoil her? I'm so clumsy, I might break one. Thanks, Kitty.
Daddy!
Snooks, is that your voice? Where are you?
Right here.
Where? All I see is this crony little turkey.
That's me.
You? Good heavens, Snooks. How did you get to be a turkey?
He said if I eat any more, I'll turn into one.
Oh, Snooks, you didn't go back for more turkey, did you? Did you?
Didn't I?
And look at me. I'm covered with feathers. Could it be that I'm a turkey, too? Could that be?
Could be.
Snooks, this is weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Lancelot Higgins, a turkey. Gone my bubbling laughter. My flashing smile. What can I say to the neighbors?
I know, Daddy.
What?
Gobble, 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 gobble.
This is no time for jokes. I'm a turkey. And yet I don't feel like a turkey.
How do you feel, Daddy?
Foul. Not bad, eh?
Daddy.
What?
You may be a turkey, but you ain't changed much.
Oh. Why, look, Snooks. We're right in the middle of a barnyard. If I didn't know I was wide awake, I'd think I was dreaming.
Daddy, there's a duck with eyeglasses.
Quiet, Snooks. It may be Frank Tours.
And look at that cute little chicken.
Oh, chicken, eh? Cute little chicken. Well, greetings, my feathered friends. Where is this luscious leghorn?
Frank Morgan.
Daddy. Mr. Morgan is a hen.
Correction, my mealy-mouthed little moppet. I happen to be a rooster. Hen is the female of the species. Bless their little hearts.
I'm certainly glad to see you, Frank. We are new in this barnyard.
Well, I'm just visiting myself. I have a farm of my own, you know.
That's funny, Daddy. He's a rooster, and he has a farm.
Well, what's funny about it?
Do you crow in the morning to wake yourself up?
She's such a girl. Of course I have a farm with cows and chickens and ducks, and I have a prize bull that weighs 10,000 pounds.
10,000 pounds?
Why, yes.
Ain't that a terrible lot of bull, Mr. Morgan?
Everywhere I go, I get the same thing. Well, see you later. I have a date with a gorgeous Guernsey at one of the local watering troughs. Elsie's her name. She's a model for Borden's.
Goodbye, Frank. Don't get yourself into any hot water.
Hot water? What have I got to worry about? I'm not a turkey.
Snooks, I didn't like that laugh. What made him laugh?
Maybe his feathers tickle.
No. Snooks, do you know what day this is?
Mm-hmm. It's Thanksgiving Day.
Exactly. Do you know what that means?
Sure, it means we're going to have turkey for dinner.
No, we're the turkeys. They're going to have us for dinner.
Who?
Us. Oh, what was that?
It's a man with a gun, Daddy. It's Mr. Mudge.
Mudge?
Yeah.
Why, of all people, he hates me. He'll wring my neck. Snooks, you've got to protect me.
I got to protect you?
Yes. I'm a great big heavyset bird. You're just a runt.
Why don't you protect me?
Don't be silly. Who'd want to eat a scrawny, sawed-off, tired-looking little turkey like you? He's got a machine gun.
That ain't a machine gun, Daddy.
Oh, what is it?
It's your knees knocking.
Oh. Snooks, he's coming this way. Talk to him. I'll hide behind this rock.
All right, Daddy. Leave it to me.
Hey, you. You haven't seen a turkey around here named Lancelot Higgins.
Lancelot Higgins?
Yes. He's that big flannel-mouthed bag of wind who used to live next door to me.
Never heard of him.
Don't give me that. I know he's around somewhere. You know what I'm going to do when I catch him?
You're going to stuff him.
Right. And then you know what I'm going to do?
Uh-huh.
What?
You're going to kick the stuffing out of him.
Exactly. What was that?
It's somebody's knees knocking.
Whose knees?
Flannel mouth.
Oh-ho!
Run, Daddy. He's out to you.
Snooks, stop splashing. Where are we?
We're in a swimming pool, Daddy.
Well, look over the side and see what's cooking.
All right. Daddy!
What?
We're cooking.
I knew it. He's boiling us alive.
You're going to taste awful good, Higgins.
Mudge, you can't do it.
Stop him, Daddy.
You can't cook us alive. It's murder. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. Let me out. Let me out. Let me out.
Daddy. Daddy.
Oh, Snooks. It's you.
Who'd you think it was?
Oh. Well, you're not a turkey, are you?
No. I'm Snooks.
Oh, Snooks, my little girl. Oh, you never looked more adorable.
Me?
Yes. Come here and let me kiss you.
Don't you feel well, Daddy?
Never felt better, Snooks. And I've just realized we have a lot to be thankful for. Yeah. Here I've been sleeping on the couch while your mother's been doing the dishes. Well, I'm going right in and straighten up the kitchen with her.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I'll clean up the woodwork with her. And I'll think of something else for Saturday.
Mommy's already thought of something.
Oh, she has? How do you know?
Well, she just said she was going to mop up the floor with you.
Now I'm really cooking.
Thank you, Fanny Bryce, Hanley Stafford, and Frank Morgan. Now, Dinah Shore and the chorus join to bring us an Irving Berlin song inspired by the American spirit of Thanksgiving.
Thanks for the Yanks, and for Russia's giant guns, and for all the other sons of freedom. Thanks for the Yanks. And for China and the Dutch, and for all who've done so much for freedom. For Canada, for England, Australia and New Zealand, for fighting French and millions more along the South Pacific shore, they will keep their native land a free land. We've got plenty to be thankful for.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. Haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty. private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still I've got plenty to be thankful for. For the men who bear the title of the United States Marine. And for those men who shout,
anchors away. And for each proudly tail as they hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along.
The men who fly, spouting their flame from under, off with one hell of a roar. I'm thankful, too, that this is true.
Nothing will stop the Army Air Corps. We got plenty to be thankful.
To be thankful for.
Winding up this Thanksgiving spread with just one or two more words. It's pretty tough for any soldier or sailor to get excited about Thanksgiving Day when he's a few thousand miles away from home and the cranberry sauce. But let's all be thankful anyway that we've got a country to come home to that's rich in its natural bounties and opportunities. And rich in its friendship with other nations who have proven themselves strong and helpful in hastening that day when tyranny ends. And we celebrate a real Thanksgiving.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour with your host, Justine Ward. We broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe through iTunes or Podbean, and we are also available by RSS. Next, we have one of the great comedians of the mid-20th century on radio and television, Red Skelton and his Thanksgiving show. You'll get a lot of laughs. Lots of these jokes never go out of style. Enjoy Red Skelton, Things to be Thankful for, first broadcast November 21st, 1951, on CBS.
For a good Thanksgiving dinner, Minnie Bird has lost his head. But they never miss him because after all, they're dead. But you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of Borg Warner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, gas and electric ranges, water heaters, and home freezers. Originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Norge presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red. Say, I want
to... Hold it a second, Rod. This being the Thanksgiving season, I think we should have a moment of silence for all those turkeys who gave up their lives so that people could make hogs out of ourselves. Okay, now what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to tell you that I stuffed my own turkey this year.
Yeah, what?
I said I was just going to say that I stuffed my own turkey this year.
Yeah, from the looks, you think you stuffed it down your mouth.
Yeah, the prices of turkey was really high this year.
Yeah, if the price of turkey goes any higher, next year we will probably have used turkey dealers. You'll have to trade in your old 1951 model turkey to get a 52 model. It costs so much to get a new one. I know what's coming and it stinks. It will cost almost as much as the new ones, and that won't include the accessories, such as the stuffings and drumsticks. Hmm. I warned you.
Well, how much did your turkey cost this year?
Oh, Matt? I couldn't afford to buy one this year. The FHA wouldn't finance it. So I just dusted off the one we had last year.
You ate a year-old turkey?
Sure, I like them better when they're cold. After I finished eating it last year, we put it in what was left in the deep freeze, along with last year's Christmas tree.
Is there anything left on the turkey to eat?
Not much. Mostly goose pimples.
Hey, those freezers are...
Hey, you know what I did? This turkey, one year, we had a turkey. I have a way of getting rid of them, you know.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I take an axe, see? And I look at the turkey right in the eye, see? And I let him watch me. And then he keeps his eye on me, and I run real fast, and he rings his own neck.
You were talking about deep freezers a minute ago, Red. Those freezers are really wonderful, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I'll say. I got stuff in my freezer that's 5 years old. I think some of these jokes came from that.
You mean you keep your jokes in your deep freezer?
No, the writer's in there.
Oh. Well, I happen to know you bought a turkey this year. How big a turkey is it?
Well, it was supposed to weigh 30 pounds, but when I took the feathers off of him, he looked absolutely indecent. And he only weighed 10 pounds.
How come?
Underneath those feathers, he was wearing padding. Those weren't his real drumsticks.
Oh, come on now, Red.
You ever see some of these guys around Hollywood with those suits with the paddings in them? They walk around, they take off their coat, they look like the unveiling of a broom.
You mean those really weren't his real shoulders? You're kidding.
No. The turkey weighed about 30 pounds, but the time we ate him, he only weighed 10 pounds. You see, I bought him alive, and he became a pet. And we liked him so well that we couldn't stand to kill him. So we starved him to death. In case anyone's still listening, here's the Smith Twins to sing Count Your Blessings.
Count your blessings and be content with what you got. Count your blessings, forget what you have not. Sing a little melody happily and merrily, it doesn't cost you a cent. So, count your blessings, it's time well spent. One little blessing, I love you. Two little blessings, you love me. Three little blessings for today. A merry, merry. and be content with what you got. Count your blessings, forget what you have not. Play a little melody, happily and merrily. It doesn't cost you a cent, so count your blessings. It's time well spent. It's time well spent.
I'll bet you ladies could use some extra help from now on through New Year's. Well, here's how you can get it. Help that never forgets, never talks back, and never gets tired. Get the new Norge four-way automatic electric range that cooks by remote control. You just tell it what to do by setting the selector switch on automatic, and your Norge will turn itself on at the right time, cook a whole dinner to perfection, then turn itself off again. And it's not just the oven that works automatically. The deep well cooker, the high-low surface unit, and the appliance outlet work automatically, too. And this new Norge is so speedy. The new flat-top surface elements get the heat into the food faster. And there's a super-fast rocket element that gets red-hot in seconds. Then there's the big Norge blended heat oven. It not only bakes better, but it bakes cheaper. Actually bakes with the electricity off three-fourths of the time. Why not trade in your old range for a new remote-controlled electric model now, so you can enjoy it during the holidays? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled Things to be Thankful For. Chapter 1 is dedicated to all wives who should be thankful they don't have a husband like Willie Lumplump.
Good morning, Willie.
Who's trying to start an argument?
What are you waking me up for? First, you dragged me off to a Thanksgiving party last night, and then the cops dragged me home. I got a drag around this town, boy. I'll get lost so I can get some sleep.
But it's time for you to go to work.
You mean you woke me up just to tell me that? All the load up. I will get you if it's the last thing I do.
If you don't hurry up, you'll be late for work.
So I'm late for work. So what? There's not much of a future at that Tutti Frutti factory. They can get along without me. I'm tired of being the head tootie around there anyhow. I thought by now I could have at least worked myself up to be an assistant foodie. You see what I do? When the Tutti Frutti comes by, I separate it. I see that there's not more Tutti than Frutti. And sometimes there's more Frutti than there is Tutti. That's my job. You know what? I can get along without me very well.
Remember, you've got 3 mouths to feed.
Yeah. Well, you grow 2 more.
I was referring to myself and the other responsibility we acquired a year after we were married.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, you tell your mother I'm tired of the support. Your mother and that Carlsbad tavern that she calls a mouth. As far as I'm concerned, my dear little bride, you can tell her to pack her racing form and get out.
Will you please get out of bed?
I am sorry. I have so many covers over me, I have to use a bookmarker to find myself. I put too many covers on last night, and they've got me pinned down. I'm stuck to the spring.
Well, no wonder. You're sleeping under the mattress.
I wanted to put my pants under the mattress so they'd have a nice crease in them, see? But I was just too tired to take them off.
Oh, get ready. Now, here's some socks.
Clean socks? Aren't we getting a little extravagant?
Willie, will you be home early tonight?
I'll be home 20 minutes after.
20 minutes after what?
After they throw me out of Joe's place. That reminds me, I'm thirsty.
Oh, I'll get you some water.
I said thirsty, not dirty.
A glass of water won't hurt you.
Oh, no. Did you ever see the inside of a water pipe?
And did you ever see the inside of a fermented keg?
All right, I'd rather be moldy than rusty. Why do you want me to come home early for tonight? Your mother wrestling on television again?
No. We're invited out to a Thanksgiving dinner. And by the way, Willie, the party is formal.
Oh, well, good.
I need a new dress for the party.
A new dress? What's wrong with the last dress I bought you? Goodness me.
It's out of style.
Already? Why, you just got it from MacArthur's feet. One that he made and he graduated from West Point.
Oh, Willie, I spend less on an evening gown than you spend in a week at Joe's.
Well,
place.
I'm glad that you admit that you're all wasteful with money.
Well, I guess we'll just have to cancel our date. I refuse to wear my old dress. It makes me look a fright.
As long as it's an improvement, who cares?
Well, if you want me to make a good impression, or maybe you don't. Maybe you'd rather I wear old rags, or go in a gunny sack.
You would look good in a gunny sack. We'll match that potato head you got. Besides, my bank account is getting pretty low. Pretty low.
Have your checks been bouncing?
Bounce? I got news for you. The last month, when the bank returned my check, the mailman dribbled it to the door.
Must you yell? You want all the neighbors to hear you?
I don't care if they do. I don't have to impress people. I don't have to impress people, especially neighbors, always peeking over the fence, borrowing sugar, everything. And I don't have to impress people.
You said that twice.
I said what?
You don't have to impress people.
That's what I just said. You and your big mouth.
My mouth isn't big.
Oh, no. And why was it when we were in New York, you were standing by the Hudson River and you yawned, and a guy says, "Where do I pay toll to go through the tunnel?" Well, it took you an awful long time not to hear me. I said I don't have to impress people.
Look, who's talking about impressing people?
Who? Who?
You.
I sound like an owl. Who? I wasn't paying any attention. See, I never listen to anything I say. I talk to myself, and next time I get some pretty stupid answers. I bore me.
And I noticed that last night at our party, you tried to impress your boss with one of your fancy mixers.
Oh, yeah, what's wrong with that?
I suppose you know your boss is in the hospital.
Well, it was an Air Corps special. What happened to him?
Well, you fixed him one of your Willie Lump Lump specials.
That's the old Air Corps drink.
Well?
You mean one of those yummy yogurts with vodka?
Yes.
Formaldehyde chaser?
He drank just one, and then he opened the window on the second floor and said, "Well, I think I'll fly around the block."
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Then why didn't you stop him?
I thought he could make it.
And now here's David Rose and his orchestra playing their arrangement of All the Things You Are. And now for our weekly homemaker hint from Jane Masters, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
Hello there. If you have a refrigerator with a cross-top freezer or a home freezer, here's a smart way to get a head start on your holiday baking. Instead of baking just enough layers for one cake, bake 6 layers and freeze 4 of them. Then you'll have a couple of 2-layer cakes all ready to thaw out and frost any time you need them.
Of course, if you have a Norge electric range with that wonderful blended heat oven, you can bake all 6 cake layers at once. Because in this big oven, there just aren't any hot or cold spots. You can use every inch of it. And the new remote control model has a lighted picture window so you don't even have to open the oven door to watch your baking. In fact, you don't even have to stay home to cook when you have a Norge remote control range because it's 4 ways automatic. Get your nearby Norge dealer to show you the new remote control electric range. You can depend on it because everything Norge makes right. Believe me, you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. Chapter 2 of Things to be Thankful For concerns a punchy fighter who should be thankfully still alive, Cauliflower McPug.
What do you mean I'm a worked up form? I still got a lot on the ball. My father had a lot on the ball, but he had a big cane that held him back. Yeah, sir, I still got a lot of old fight left in me. Not much blood, but a lot of fight left. You know. Hey, I wish that canary would stop chirping. He's getting on my nerves. I see, where was I?
Hey, fella. Yeah? Hold it a second, will you?
Who is it? Keep talking, I'll find you. Where is it?
Where? Yes, Cauliflower McPug. I suppose you're still hearing bells and birds?
Are you kidding? Bells and birds? Only bummed you've taken one punch too many here, bells and birds. I'm guarantee you, boy, and I'm really in good condition. You better call a cop. A burglar alarm just went off. Yeah, they scared my pigeons away.
Look, I'm sorry I bothered you. Yeah. The guy that was supposed to fight Killer Roderick tonight didn't show up, and trying to find a substitute, but you won't do.
What do you mean I won't do? I can take the dive the best as the rest of them can. They call me the Esther Williams of the Main Street Gym. The guy said to me last night, he said, I want you to lay down in the second round. I said, are you nuts? I never went that distance before.
Well, I'll tell you, you wouldn't last 2 seconds in a ring with Killer Roderick.
Oh, no?
You don't even have any muscles.
Oh, don't feel that arm, boy.
Okay.
Wait now, I'll find it. My sleeves are temporary. Oh, there it is. Feel that, boy. Look like a macaroni with veins, don't it?
I don't feel any muscles.
Well, be patient. It'll swim along in a minute.
I'm sorry, but I can't use you.
What do you mean? I got a good fight record. I was the pennyweight champ of the campfire girls.
I said I can't use you. You get moited.
You might know. Will you stop that? The same guy tapped me on the back of the head, but when I turned around, he's never there.
No, I'm sorry, McPug, but you'd get murdered.
Now, look, you might not know it, but I fought in the garden.
Madison Square Garden?
No, vegetable garden. My wife and I were out there hoeing the other day. Look, I got to fight. I need some dough to buy a Thanksgiving ostrich.
You mean turkey?
No, this is a turkey. We got it now. No, I want an ostrich. I'm nuts about drumsticks.
You're nuts, period.
You going to give me a chance to make some dough?
Okay. Tell me, you got any boxing trunks?
I fight in a full dress suit. That's in case anything happened, all you gotta do is cross my arms and carry me out.
Okay, come on out to the locker room.
Okay, that's fine. That's good.
All right. Now hurry and get dressed. Your bout goes on next.
My what doesn't go on next?
Your bout goes on next.
Oh, it does. That's good. My bout goes on next.
That's right.
What about? Oh, now let's see. I'll take my pants off. I always forget to unbuckle my belt.
Boy, what skinny legs.
Yeah, dog follow me around with a bottle of ketchup on his hand. The other day I was down to the beach. I was there wetting out the sun, you see. And I'm so skinny that a dog buried me 3 times. Then a guy was throwing his dick out in the water. That dog brought me back 9 times. They look like a couple of rubber bands, don't they? Huh? Well, stop snapping them, will you? Now, I got my boxing trunks on here.
Ain't they a teeny weeny bit large for you?
Oh, no, I always wear them off the shoulders.
All right, come on, this way to the ring.
Okay. I'll show you some flats, boy. Watch me jump over the rope.
Go ahead.
Watch me crawl under the rope.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, at 122 pounds, 8 ounces, Telephone McClung.
Oh, they're with me. The crowd's with me.
And in this corner, at 210 pounds, Killer Rodriguez. This fight is scheduled for 10 rounds.
What did Eddie scream for when he took off his robe and forget his friend?
This fight is scheduled for 10 rounds. But we know, don't we, folks? All right, boys.
I'm glad you like it.
Now you know the rules. Yeah. I want you to fight clean. And remember, Cauliflower, I want you to put up a good showing.
Oh, well, you can count on me.
I expect to. Now then, shake hands, and when the bell rings, come out fighting.
Why can't I come out fighting? I'm not mad at you, sir.
Cauliflower, you all right?
Yeah. Give me a chance to get my breath, will you? That's a long walk from the center of the ring, you know. Boy, the next time I'll be carried out and I won't have to walk, you see.
I wish there was something I could give you that would keep you from being hurt.
Well, the matter of fact, there is. You don't happen to have a ticket to Honolulu, do you?
Here, put these rubber teeth in your mouth.
Oh, thank you.
Cauliflower, you weren't supposed to swallow them. They were to protect your real teeth.
Well, my real teeth will be down there and wait them in a few seconds.
Now, look, keep calm. Yeah. And don't let his muscles fool you.
Oh, they don't fool me. They're real. I heard that damn scream. Oh, there goes the bell.
Hey, come back here. The bell didn't ring yet.
What was it, a fire alarm?
Be calm. Well, go on, Cauliflower. Didn't you hear the bell?
Of course I didn't hear any bell. What do you think, I'm pointing you, Tim?
He's coming after you. Get in your best fighting position.
Okay, I'll stretch out on the floor. I'll pick him. Oh, go on, Killer. Let's see you hit me. Come on, boy.
Okay, Puny, try this on for size.
Get up, Cauliflower. Get up.
No, I can see the fight much better from the third row here. I'll pick this guy up, big.
That's right, Cauliflower. Keep away from him.
I'm trying to. That's why I'm crawling under the canvas here.
Keep moving, Cauliflower. You're doing swell.
I am, huh?
After this fight, you'll go places.
Yeah, to the wars.
Take that. And that. And that.
Those
punches.
Huh?
Stop them punches there.
You don't see any of them going by me, do you? That tricky one. Did you see what I get there? He threw a terrific right, and I cleverly blocked it with my arm.
You're doing good. You got him baffled.
I got him baffled. You said it, boy. I sure fool him, don't I? He thinks I'm going to duck, but I don't.
You're a real welterweight.
Yeah, but I got more wealth than weight.
Okay, Dream Boy, here's your ticket to the land of Nod. Pleasant dreams.
One, two, three.
Cauliflower, get up! Get up!
Get up, can't you see? I'm on the phone.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and you're out.
How do you expect a guy to sleep with all this racket going on?
Oh, that was a great fight, Cauliflower.
What good, huh?
You rest up and be back here at 10 o'clock.
What for? What do you want an encore?
No. You got to be back here for the fight.
For the fight? Well, what name in heaven was this?
This was just a rehearsal for the television cameras.
The This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Stop in at your Norge dealers and see the new Norge remote control electric range that bakes, broils, boils, or simmers automatically. Turns itself on, cooks dinner, and then turns itself off again while you're out. The range that gives you 7 faster cooking surface heat speeds. The range that's so thrifty it bakes with the electricity off 3/4 of the time. Yes, you better see the new Norge 4-way electric automatic range at your Norge dealers right away. And now until next week.
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Thank you so much for listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. We appreciate your tuning in each week and hope you can join us again next week when we begin to bring you the best Christmas programming from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.